什么样来的救主这里呢？
So we're going to look at the book of John.
我们先来看
Why did people come to Jesus?
我们先来看约翰福音，为什么人们要来到主耶稣基督这里呢？
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
And it says, verse 12.
第十二节说
It says, but as many as received the Lord Jesus is the word, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name.
你这个凡接待他的就信他名的人，他就赐予他们权柄做神的儿女。
Why would you come to the Savior?
你为什么要来到救主这里呢？
Well, if you did,You could become one of the children of God.
如果你这么做，你就会成为神的孩子中间的一位。
That's a wonderful promise, an amazing thing.
这是一个奇妙的应许，是非常神奇的事情。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章。
And we're going to read together verse number, verse number 30.
我们要读约翰福音二十章的第三十节。
It says, Truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ of God, and that believing you might have life in His name.
第三十节说，耶稣在他的门徒面前另行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们相信，就可以因他的名得生命。
Why would you come to the Savior?
你为什么要来到救主这里呢？
In order to get life.
以便你能够得到生命。
And so, John 1 is the introduction to the book of John.And chapter 20 is the conclusion of the book of John. Why does John say, why did I write this? I wrote it so that you can become a member of the family of God and you can have life.
这个呢，约翰呢，他在第一章里呢写的，约翰福音第一章呢是一个介绍，介绍呢就是说你可以成为神的儿女，来到神家庭。那么说呢，就是说是在约翰福音第二十章里，他做出了这样的一个结论，说是为什么我要写这本书呢？就是说呢，你们可以成为神的儿女，你们可以得到生命。
And then John in this book gives us the story of many people who came to the Savior.
所以要不要给那我们这样的故事，就是很多人呢，他们来到那个救主这里。
And they are illustrative of those of us who would come to the Savior. Same reason that they came in the old days is the reason we come today.
所以这个里面让我们想起，那就是我们今天来到救主这里，跟那个过去那个时代呢，他们到救主那里的原因是类似一样的。
So back to John chapter 1.
我们回到约翰福音第一章
，and verse 41，
第四十一节
，and it says that it says that Andrew first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus.
这个第四十一节说呢，这个就是说是安德烈他先找着自己的兄弟西门，对他说呢，我们遇见了弥赛亚，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督，于是领他去见耶稣。
Why did Simon Peter? Why did he come to Jesus?
那么西门彼得他为什么要来到主耶稣基督这里呢？
Because Andrew, his brother, said to him, "We have found."The Messiah.
因为呢，安德烈他的哥哥呢，告诉他呢，他们找到了弥赛亚。
And the question is, who is the Messiah?
那问题是谁是弥赛亚呢
？And he's the one that was prophesied all down through the Old Testament. God said, "I'm going to send the king. I'm going to send the judge. I'm going to send the man who's going to set everything right.
所以那个就是在所有的旧约时代呢，先知们一直预言的神会派一个人来，他将是那个王，他将是那个就是审判官，他会把一切的事情呢都纠正过来。
He's going to be the savior, but he's going to be the king. We found him.
他呢将是我们的救主，他将是王，我们找到了他。
Oh, Peter says, that's my, if we found him, if we found the one that the world has been looking for thousands of years, if we finally found him, I want to go and see him. I want to come to him.
这个彼得说，哦，这个呢，如果他是那位几千年来就预言一直要来的人，他是那个王，那么他是那个弥赛亚，我想去找到他，我想到他那里去。
Well, that's not the only story of someone who came. So, chapter 2.
这不仅仅是唯一的故事，有些人来到救主这里第二章。
And these people came to the Lord Jesus because a problem arose in their lives.
这些人来到主耶稣基督这里，是他们人生里出现麻烦了。
They were at a wedding, and verse 3 says, when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
所以他们第三节那时候他们的问题是呢酒用尽了，他们在一个婚礼上，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。Wine
is a symbol, as you know, both in life today and in ancient days. Wine is a symbol of joy.
所以呢就是说在古代那个时候，在今天同样是那个酒呢，它是喜乐的一个标志。
So what would happen if you ran out of joy at your wedding?
所以呢，如果你在你的婚礼上呢没有喜乐，会怎么办呢？
You say that's pretty hopeless.
你说这个太绝望了。
You can't be happy at your wedding. You're going to have a hard time being happy.
因为如果你如果是在那个就是说是婚礼上你不能高兴的话呢，那你就会有很艰难的时刻了。
And the story of John chapter 2 is a marvelous metaphor.
现在就在那个约翰福音第二章的呢，是一个非常奇妙的比喻。But
the story is Jesus restored wine, better wine than they tasted before. He gave them the best wine at the wedding.
这个里面呢，就是这故事呢，主耶稣基督呢，把那个酒呢给他们恢复了，就是他们从来喝过的最好的酒，在这个婚礼上呢，也是最好的酒。And
so the parallel is that if you wanted in your life better joy than you would get on your honeymoon, then I suggest, the Bible suggests, you come to Jesus. That's a really good reason to come.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，这个那个类似的，在我们的在你的人生中呢，如果说你在蜜月期间你想得到快乐的话，那你就是来到主耶稣基督这里，这是圣经所教导的。But
there's a story of another man who came to Jesus in chapter 3, John chapter 3.
但是有一个故事在约翰福音第三章里，另外一个人呢来到主耶稣基督这里。And
verse 2 says, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs or miracles that you do except God is with him.
这人夜里呢，见耶稣说，拿比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。Why
would you come to Jesus?
你为什么要来到耶稣这里？
Because he's a teacher who came from God.
因为他是从神来的师傅。Well,
you'd believe him if he came from God, wouldn't you?
如果他是从神来的，你要相信他，是不是呢？
And you say, if he came from God, I would like to hear him.
你说呢，如果他从神那里来的，我要听他说。So,
if I had a really, really rich uncle,
如果我有一个非常非常有钱的叔叔。
And he came to Vancouver.
他来到温哥华。
And he said, I would like to meet my family because I want to give them lots of money.
所以他说我要见见我在这里的家人，我要给他们很多钱。
And so he came to Canada. What would I do?
如果他来到加拿大，我会怎么办？
I'd say, come to Vancouver, I'll meet you. I'd like to meet you.
你说来温哥华，我非常想见你。
This is a man come from God.
这个人呢，是从神来的。
Jesus came from God. Why would people come to him?
所以主耶稣是从神来的，那么人们为什么要去到他那里呢？
Because he's the teacher come from God, and he knows all the answers.
因为他是从神那里来做师傅的，他知道所有的答案。
Amir is welcome at 16th.
所以我们非常欢迎阿米尔在第16街。
Because he's got lots of questions.
因为他有很多的问题。
And he asks us questions.
他问我们问题。
Sometimes we can answer them.
有时候呢，我们会回答他的问题。
Sometimes we can't.
有时候我们回答不出来。
But you come to Jesus.
但如果你来到主耶稣基督这里，
you're going to get the right answers because he's the teacher coming from God.
因为你可以马上就得到答案，因为他是从神来的教士。
But that's not the only reason.
这并不是唯一的原因。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7 says, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me to drink.
第七节说，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请给我水喝。
They had a long conversation.
他们有一个很长的交谈。
And then verse 15, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water.
在第十五节里，那个妇人说呢，对主耶稣就说，先生，请把这水给我。
She said, I want water that will quench my thirst.
她说呢，我想要这水，叫我不渴。
Is it important what you drink?
你喝的东西很重要吗？
I want you to look down this table.
来，你看看这个桌子周围。
What do you see?
你看见什么？
Well, you see an orange thermos.
你看到就是。
And a gray thermos. And a red thermos, and a stainless steel thermos, and a blue thermos, and a pink thermos,
你看的是一个,
and a gray thermos.
你看的是一个橘色的杯子，那个灰色的杯子，红色的杯子，不锈钢杯子，蓝色杯子，粉红杯子，这里还有一个灰色的杯子。
And a gray thermos here, and there used to be a pink thermos. Somebody else put their pink thermos away. I don't know who it was. There were two pink thermoses.
这个里面呢，还有一个灰色的杯子。那么说呢，有些人呢拿走了他的那个杯子，那里他看见有两个粉色的杯子。Why
do you do that?
你为什么这么做呢？
Okay, answer. Because you're trained to drink good water. Sometimes where the land you come from, you don't always get good water.
因为这个呢，你要想喝那种质量好的水，有时候那你来的那个国家，他们的水的质量并不好。Is
it important to drink good water?
因为喝水质量好的水是重要的吗？
The woman says, I want to drink good water.
这个妇人说呢，我想喝质量好的水。She
was a heartbreaking woman, heartbroken woman.
她是个伤心的女人。She'd
had five husbands.
她前面有五个前夫。
She never had good water.
从来没有喝到好的水。
Jesus said, I can give you water. And you won't thirst again. And when I give you good water, that's all you'll want.
因为主耶稣说呢，我要赐给你这个好水。你喝了这个水以后呢，你永远不会渴。这就是你所需要的。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Why would you come to Jesus?
为什么你要来到耶稣这里？
Chapter 5 is a man who couldn't walk.
第五章是有个人呢，不能走路。
The story is that life ganged up on him.
这个故事呢，就来到他这里。
We don't know the details at all, other than he couldn't walk. He couldn't do in life what he wanted to do. He couldn't do what he was responsible to do.
因为我们对他了解的并不多，但是呢，他呢就是在人生里呢，他不能走路，他不能走路以后呢，他不能去做他想要做的事情，他不能去负起在人生里的责任。Jesus
said to him in verse 6, chapter 5 and verse 6, Jesus said to him, do you want to be made well?
因为在第五章第六节的主基督说呢，你要痊愈吗？
The answer is simple. He said, I don't want to be sick anymore.
对
I don't
吧？
want to be incapacitated anymore.
因为那就是答案非常简单，我不想再生病了，我不想再做残疾人了。
We talked about it earlier this morning.
今天早上我们谈到了一点点。
Why did God make you?
神为什么要造你？
He made you to do something.
他造你是为了能让你去做点事儿。
Well, the most important thing you could do in life would be to know what He wants you to do and do it.
所以呢，在你人生中最重要的事情是你知道神要你做什么，然后去做。
If you couldn't get out of bed, you couldn't do very much.
如果你连床都起不来，那你做不了什么了。
Jesus said to this man, "Do you want to be made well?"
这主耶稣对这个人说：“那你要痊愈吗？”
He said yes.
他说要。
We said same thing.
我们也说同样的事情。
I want to be healthy enough to do what I'm supposed to do.
我要有足够的健康去做我应该做的事情。
So there was the chapter six. There were many, many people who were hungry.
就在第六章里，有很多很多人呢在挨饿。
Verse 6 says that he asked the question, how you could get food for all these people. And verse 6 says, but he said this to test them. He himself knew what he wanted to do.
所以呢，他主耶稣说，那我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？第六节说呢，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Why would you come to Jesus?
你为什么要来到耶稣这里？
Because he knows what you need to eat.
他知道你要吃什么东西。
And he wants to give you everything you need so that you can be healthy.
他想要赐给你所有的你需要的东西，这样呢，你可以得到健康。
That's a good reason to come to Jesus.
这是一个很好的理由来到主耶稣基督这里。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8 is a story of a woman who had committed adultery.
在第八章里有一个行淫的妇女。
She was a sinner.
她是个罪人。
And there was no way for her to hide her sin. She was a very truly guilty sinner.
她呢没有办法隐藏她的罪，所以她是一个就是真正的罪人。
They brought her to Jesus.
他们把她带到主耶稣基督面前。
And verse 11.
第十一节。
I guess in verse 10, the Lord says, "Who's going to condemn you?"
所以我认为在第十节里，主耶稣基督说呢，有人定你的罪吗？
She said, "Nobody has condemned me. It's true, I'm a terrible sinner, but nobody has condemned me."
他说呢，尽管我是个可怕的罪人，但是却没有人定我的罪。
Jesus said to her, Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." That's verse 11 of chapter 8.
所以第八章第一节说呢，第十一节说呢，他说主啊，没有。耶稣对他说呢，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Would that be a good reason to come to Jesus?
这是一个好的理由来到主耶稣基督这里吗？
If you came to Jesus and believed on him, he'd forgive you your sins. Would that be a good reason?
如果你来到主耶稣基督这里，他饶恕你的所有的罪，这是一个好的理由来到主耶稣基督这里吗？
Oh, you see, that's marvelous. Yes, that'd be a good reason.
你说这个太奇妙了，这是一个好的理由。
Chapter 9, there's a blind man.
九章呢，有一个瞎子。
And he was absolutely blind and he couldn't see.
那完全瞎了，什么都看不见。
If you were blind,
如果你瞎了。
And somebody were to come up to you, a doctor were to come up to you and say, would you like to see again?
因为如果一个人来到你这里，他是个医生，他说你想重见光明吗？
You would say, yes, yeah, I'd like that.
你说是是，我想。
And this man was born blind.
这个人生来就瞎眼。
Never had seen.
从来没看见过。
Jesus said to him, "You go to the pool of Siloam and wash; you'll be able to see."
所以主耶稣在这说呢，你带他去到西龙池洗了以后，你就能看见了。
He did that, and he could see again.
所以他这么做了，他也重新能看见。
Do you think that was a big deal?
你认为这是一个好的交易吗
？I've told you the story often about our aunt.
我跟你们讲过很多故事，我这个故事经常讲关于我的婶，我们的婶婶。
When she reached middle age, she couldn't see.
她在中年的时候呢，眼睛瞎了。
When she was about 80 years old.
当她80岁的时候呢。
And I just remind you again, that's not very old.
所以我现在提醒大家，80岁并不是很老。
And when she was about 90 years old, the doctor said to her, "Would you like to see again? I think if we operated, you could see again."
所以就是说是啊，他说的医生对他说，你想重新重见光明吗？如果我们做几次手术，你就能看见了。
She said, "Yeah, I'd like that."
他说对对，我想。
So they operated on her, and she had excellent vision out of both her eyes after that.
所以当他们给他做了手术以后，他两个眼睛的视力完全恢复了。
Would that be a good reason to go to the doctor?
这是一个好的理由去看医生吗
？You come to Jesus.You'll see like you've never seen before.
你来到主耶稣基督的你这里，你会看见你以前从来没有看见的事情。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
Why would you come to Jesus?
你为什么要来到主耶稣基督这里
？Well, the story here is about a man who had two sisters.
这个故事呢，就是关于一个人呢，他有两个姐妹。
And he got sick.
他生病了。
So verse 3 says, the sisters sent to him, to the Lord Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
所以第三节说呢，于是他的姐妹们就打发人去见耶稣，说主啊，看哪，你所爱的人病了。
And they came to Jesus on behalf of their brother.
所以他们代表他们的弟弟来见主耶稣。
And their brother died.
他们的那个弟弟死了。
And they...Still called for Jesus.
他们仍然来找主耶稣。
And he came.
所以他去了。
And he raised their brother to life again.
他们呢，把他们弟弟呢，从死里复活了。
Would the promise of new life, the promise of resurrected life, the promise of eternal life, would that be a good reason to come to Jesus?
所以应许你有一个好的生命，你有一个就是复活的生命，你有一个永恒的生命，这是一个好的理由来找主耶稣吗
？So those are several of the stories that John, paints for us, reasons why we should come to Jesus.
这就是几个故事，那个使徒约翰给我描绘出来的，就是说我们应该来到主耶稣基督这里。
Only Jesus.Can do those things that we've read about.
所以主只有主耶稣基督可以做我们刚才读到的那样的一些事情。
Only Jesus can save our souls.
只有主耶稣基督能够拯救我们的灵魂。
The little chorus says, "Only Jesus can satisfy the heart."
所以那一个小的赞美诗说呢，只有主耶稣基督能让你的内心得到满足。
Come to the Savior. Make no delay.
来到救主这里，不要单言。
Here in His Word, He's shown us the way.
所以这里在圣经里，他的话里，他向我们显示了那条路。
What a wonderful thing! The Lord Jesus reaches out His hands and He says to you and me, "Come, you come."
这是一个多么奇妙的事呢？那我们主耶稣基督张开双臂对你我说：“来，来，来。”
Lord, it's a wonderful story.
所以主啊，这是一个奇妙的故事。
We're thankful that the Lord Jesus said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life."
我们非常感恩的是，主耶稣基督说：“那我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。”
And we rejoice that you're the truth.
我们非常的喜乐，您就是真理。
And we're thrilled that you're the life.
我们感到非常的惊奇的是，您就是生命。
And we're humbled to think that you're the way.In order to get to life,
我们足够的谦卑，就是知道您就是那条去获得生命的路。
Lord, each of us would say, "I want to come to Jesus. I want the blessings that Jesus can give."
所以主要愿我们每个人说呢，我要来到主耶稣基督这里，我想要得到主耶稣基督给我的赐福。
So we give thanks now and ask your blessing.
我们现在呢，献上感恩，祈求您的赐福。
And we do so in Jesus' name.
我们这么做是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.